Chapter 1. Hidden in Plain Sight.
Of the billions of people on our planet, only a few have discovered the truth. Those few are completely free from the turmoil and negativity of life and live in permanent peace and happiness. For the rest of us, whether we realize it or not, we've been in search of this truth unceasingly every single day of our lives. Despite the fact that this great secret has been written about and alluded to by many great sages, prophets, and religious leaders throughout history, the majority of us still remain ignorant of the single greatest discovery we can ever make. Among those who have shared this discovery with us are Buddha, Krishna, Lao Tzu, Jesus Christ, Yogananda, Krishnamurti, and the Dalai Lama. While they each have different teachings that were appropriate for their time, they all refer to the same truth, the truth about us and the truth behind our world.
In some religions, this truth is expressed less openly and clearly than in others, but it is the truth that lies at the heart of every religion. Michael James.
This great secret is in plain view for every one of us to see. It's closer to us than our very breath, yet we've missed it. Ancient traditions knew that to hide a secret, it should be put in plain sight, where no one will think to look for it. And that's exactly where the greatest secret lies.
Thus it is referred to in the Kashmir Shaivite tradition as the greatest secret, more hidden than the most concealed, and yet more evident than the most evident of things. Rupert Spira.
We've missed the truth for thousands of years because we've not looked at what is right in front of us. We've become easily distracted by our problems, the drama in our lives, the comings and goings of the events in the world. And we've missed the greatest discovery we can make that is right here before us. A discovery that can take us out of suffering and into lasting happiness. What secret can possibly be so life-changing? What single discovery can ever end suffering or bring everlasting peace and happiness? Quite simply, a secret that reveals who you really are. You might think you know who you are, but if you think you're an individual person with a name, who's a certain age, from a particular race, who has a profession, a family history, and various life experiences, you will be stunned by the revelation of who you really are.
The only way that someone can be of help to you is by challenging your ideas. Anthony DeMello.
We've all accepted many false ideas and beliefs throughout our lives, and those false ideas and beliefs have kept us enslaved. We've been told that there's limitation and lack in the world, that there's not enough money, time, resources, love, or health. Life is short, you're only human, you have to work hard and struggle to get somewhere in life. We're running out of resources, the world is in turmoil, the world needs saving. But the moment you see the truth, those mistruths will crumble and your happiness will arise from the ruins. Perhaps you're thinking, my life is going swimmingly, and so why would I even want to know the greatest secret? To quote the wonderful late Anthony DeMello, because your life is a mess. You may disagree. I certainly didn't think my life was a mess either until Anthony DeMello defined exactly what he meant. Do you ever get upset? Ever get stressed? Ever worry? Ever feel anxious, offended, or hurt? Ever feel sad, down in the dumps, or despondent? Are you ever unhappy or in a bad mood? If you experience any of these emotions at any time, then according to Anthony DeMello, your life is a mess. You might think it's normal to be plagued by negative emotions throughout your day, but life isn't supposed to be that way. You can live your life utterly free of hurt, upset, worry, and fear, and exist in continuous happiness. Life is showing us there's a way out of suffering through every single challenging circumstance we experience, especially the very challenging circumstances. But we don't see it. We're lost in our problems and we miss the very thing that is right in front of us, that is the way out of all problems forever.